Jesus. Jesus. Come on now. Sometimes we grow tired. Sometimes we grow weary. Sometimes we get spent. Sometimes we're depleted and we're discouraged and we're down. And sometimes we just don't have any more fight in us. See, those are the people I want to talk to today. I want to talk to the people who know they're weak. I want to talk to the people who know they don't have what it takes. I want to talk to the people who are struggling, who are tired, who are weary. I just want to encourage you today. The strength of God is here. You have can-do power within you. And God is strengthening His church. And as we close this message series today, my prayer for today is that all of you here today just walk out of this place just a little stronger. Just a little stronger. Just a little bit more stronger. My prayer for you today is that you leave here walking with confidence, walking with power, walking with God's Spirit, walking with the strength of God. Because all of us get tired, am I right? All of us at one point or another says, I can't do this anymore. How many have said that this past week? How many have said that this past month? How many have said that this past year? Like, I can't take it. And I just want to speak to you and say, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can. Because God's power is in you. God's Spirit's in you. And I leave you with this. You're stronger than you think. Turn to the person next to you and tell them you're stronger than you think. And you may be seated. Woo! Thank you, team. Let's give it up for our amazing worship team. I mean, so great to be with you today. Thank you to all of our first-time friends that are here today. Thank you so much. That was good, wasn't it? Just to get a little off script sometimes and just to kind of allow God's Spirit to touch our hearts. If you're new to our church or new to this environment, you know, let me just encourage you just to remain open-hearted and open-minded. And the best thing I could just compare this experience to is like a concert. But what I'm saying is that when you go to a concert, y'all act crazy, don't you? Like, y'all crazy. You go to a concert. Oh my God, Justin Bieber. Why is it that when you just, oh, not Justin Bieber, who's your guy? I don't know who your man is. I don't know who you, I don't know. I don't even know. Kanye, right? Let's do Kanye. Anybody like Kanye? I love Kanye, right? Closed on Sunday. Got my Chick-fil-A. Closed on Sunday. You're my lemonade. Just by the way, this whole script of this service is thrown out the window. I just want to let everybody know that. We just, like, we lost it already. We just flowing today. Why is Chick-fil-A got to be closed on Sunday is my question. Anyway, so y'all go to concerts and act all crazy. Then you come to church. Oh. Am I right? Am I right? Right? Now, don't come to church and act crazy. We don't want that to happen. But you could like get excited to come to church, right? Because God has done a lot more than Kanye. God has done a lot more than Mark Anthony. God has done a lot more. I'm drawing a blank on singers. I don't even know singers anymore. You know why? I'll tell you why. Can I confess? Because this whole service script is out the window. I still listen to freestyle. That's why. I'm just still listening to freestyle. If y'all don't know what freestyle is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because those tears on my pillow are all because of you. Should I keep going, honey? Pull me back. Pull me back. Oh, God. Praise you, Jesus. That's all you got to say. Praise you, Jesus. Everything kind of comes in order. All right. So today, we're wrapping up. I don't even know how to talk. Because we're wrapping up the sermon series today. You are stronger than you think. I hope you've been blessed the past 2 weeks. Real quick, next week is Christmas at TC. Yes. Christmas. So on the way out, you're going to get some invite cards. Please invite people to experience Christmas. It's the gift of Christmas we're talking about, and it's just a great time of year. We're going to talk about all such great Christmas things, and just great. It's going to be awesome. So today, I want to talk to you the final message, a message entitled Bounce Back Power. Bounce Back Power. Bounce Back Power. So thinking about this message, I was thinking about my favorite, one of our Nieves family favorite TV shows is Wipeout. How many know and love Wipeout, right? Isn't that a funny show? I don't know if you watch it or like it. Why is seeing people wipe out so funny? But it is. But when I watch this show, I think, I could do that. How many have ever had that thought? Like, that's easy. Like, check this out. Like, how many would say they... Hit me, guys. Hit me. My hands are cold. All right. How many would say that you could do some of those things on Wipeout? Some of those obstacles on Wipeout. Hopefully, you'll bring it up real quick. And you know, we all think we can do it. And the people that, the contestants, there you go. The contestants, you know, they're like, yeah, I could do this. And 90% of them wipe out the first one. Because it looks easy. Like, just jump from ball to ball. And you're good. Don't fall into the slime water, right? And I got to thinking that, you know, life sometimes feels like an episode of Wipeout. Sometimes life is like you're trying to get through life and get through the obstacles that life throws at you. And lately, we've been facing a lot of obstacles. And we've been trying to navigate through these obstacles and jump from one obstacle to the next, to the next. And the truth is that all of us, at one point in our lives, have wiped out. I remember, as a little boy in the Bronx, I would had a skateboard. And I would ride that skateboard as fast as I can on the sidewalk until I hit a rock one day. The skateboard froze, I went flying, and I scraped my whole leg. It was out of nowhere. I didn't know what hit me as a little boy, and that's how life is sometimes. Sometimes things come at you, and sometimes you don't know what hit you. And oftentimes, the things that come at you can wipe you out. You ever been wiped out? Maybe because of the loss of a loved one, huh? That one is probably the most devastating for all of us when we lose someone we love. Someone this past year. I was reading some of the prayer requests. There are people in the hospital need prayer. There are people who need healing, physical wipeout, health wipeout. What about a marriage? Marriage wipeout? Things are like just not working out well, and things you're struggling. And you're trying to get through this marriage season. You're trying to get through your season of marriage just with a smile on your face. And you're just like, I'm going through too much. How many would agree that, like, this whole year, these past 20 months have been like a whole horror show? Like, it's been a horror show. And I'm like, Lord, how much longer? How much longer? I know we've all been wiped out this past year in many different ways. And I know in life, what we try to do is we try to avoid the obstacles, don't we? We try not to wipe out. We try not to fall. We try to avoid the obstacles so that we don't experience a wipeout. But what if I were to tell you that life is not about, it seems not working, guys, so just hit it to me. Yeah, life is not about avoiding wipeouts. It's about bouncing back from a wipeout. Because just because you wiped out doesn't mean it's over. Just because there's something in life that has knocked you down does not mean you're out. If you're not dead, then God is not done. How many know that? And if you are breathing and living and alive, God still has a plan. God still has a purpose for your life. And I know some of us in this room have experienced some sort of wipeout in our lives, but I want to encourage you and tell you, don't quit. Don't quit. Just because you got wiped out and you're on your back and there's this unexpected challenge or trial or testing that's come into your life. And I know what you think sometimes. Sometimes you think, I can't go on. I can't go another day. I don't know if I can continue living. And if that's you, don't quit. I want to speak to some people who are really feeling hopeless today. Don't make a permanent decision based on something that's temporary. Continue to believe that within you, God has wired you with strength. God has given you bounce back power, that whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever challenge that God has allowed to come into your life, I just want to declare to you today that you do have the strength to walk through what you're going through. You do have the power to bounce back from that setback. You do have the power and the strength. God has given it to all of us. I love the scripture. I preach it often. I say it often. The scripture that says, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. How many know 2,000 years ago, if you don't know the story, Jesus was crucified. He was put in a tomb. But how many know Jesus bounced back? He bounced back. And on the third day, he rose again. That same bounce back power that lives in Jesus is the same bounce back power that lives in you. You are stronger than you think. So I want you to think about your challenges, and I want to talk to you about a guy in the scripture. His name is Paul. Paul wrote half of the New Testament. Paul went through some trials, and we're going to read in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 30. And I just want to read it from the Bible. My iPad Bible. Is that all right? Because it's just better. I didn't want to hit the screen so many times. Here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. If you have your phone or you just want to listen, I want you to listen to the trials that Paul's going through. So he writes here, this is Paul penning this to the church at Corinth. He says, what does it start with? 11, verse 23, 2 Corinthians? Yeah, here we go. Are they servants of Christ? I'm out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently. Okay? So he's in jail. Try to take notes of what he went through. I have been flogged more severely. If you don't know what flogging is, you're whipped. There's this whip with multiple whips on it, strips of leather, and at the end of it, there's like metal or bone that rips your flesh out. That's what happened to Jesus. He was flogged. So Paul says, I have been flogged more severely. I've been exposed to death again and again, like he's been on his deathbed. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. 5 times. Flogging, I'm done. How many are with me on that? You flog me once, I'm done. But he's going on. He's like, 5 times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from fellow Jews, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the country, danger at sea, danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled. I have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. And besides that, like besides everything else, he writes, I face the daily pressure of my concern for all the churches. He planted many churches. He was the overseer of the church. Would you think about what Paul, first of all, what Paul's going through, what Paul went through. And I think Paul would understand what you're going through, right? If there's anybody who would understand, it would be Paul. Paul went through what a lot of you have been through. But Paul writes these words which blow my mind. He says, who is weak? He says, I've been through all this. I've been through all this stuff. But he says, who's weak? I don't feel weak. What is wrong with this guy? He said, I don't feel weak. If that was me, I'm like, I don't feel weak. I feel dead. Like, I'm dead. Like, I go try to work out at Crunch, and I just walk around the house like this. And my wife asks, what's wrong with you? Oh, I'm just working out. One set at Crunch, I'm shot. This guy. But look what he says. He says, who's weak? I am not weak. I don't feel weak. Why? Paul knew something about God's strength in weakness. So the next chapter, we're going to pick it up in verse 7. Let's see here. Of 2 Corinthians 12. Okay, he writes all that in 11. Now in 12, he goes, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh. That thorn symbolizes or represents pain, struggle, but also demonic attack. Because he writes that that messenger of Satan was sent to torment him. Many times we're facing struggles, we're facing adversity, sometimes because of poor decisions, sometimes because life is life, sometimes because of sin, and there are other times that we're facing those challenges because we are facing a spiritual attack. And what happens when we are under attack? We do what Paul did. He said, Lord, what? Take it away. 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 How many have prayed, Lord Jesus, take this trial away. Take this struggle away. Take this problem away. Lord Jesus, take COVID away. How many have prayed, Lord Jesus, like send it back to the pit? Like, I'm already done. I'm like done with updates and reports and numbers. Lord, take it away. And we often pray, Lord, take it away. And sometimes God takes it away, but a lot of times he doesn't. Don't you hate that? Why? Why does God sometimes not take it away? And this is what I'm learning, church. This is what I'm learning, that we often pray. Do the next one for me, guys. It's acting up. There we go. We often pray for God to what? Take away our trials when God has something much better he wants to give us in the trials. Better. Better. That makes sense? No, not in the natural, but in the spiritual. I want you to track with me spiritually speaking. Sometimes God doesn't take it away because he wants to give you something better. So what is it? And this is God's response to Paul. This is God's response to his take it away. Lord, take this away. And instead, he says the next verse, next slide. He says to him, what church? My grace is sufficient for you. Stop. God says to Paul, I know what you're going through, but my grace is enough. What is grace? My favor, my presence, my goodness. And I just want to tell you that if you have prayed, Lord, take it away, more than 3 times and nothing's changed, this is God's response to you. My grace is sufficient. I'm going to give you a grace to walk through the valley. I'm going to give you a grace to walk through the hardship. I'm going to give you a grace to walk through the tough times. I'm going to give you a special grace to uphold you and to strengthen you. I'm going to be so close to you that I'm going to uphold you. I'm going to help you. And sometimes if you need me to, I'll carry you. My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. If you've been questioning God, if you've been praying for God to take it away, I just want to burn this phrase into your heart. God says to you, my grace is all you need. My grace is enough. And as I look back, as I have prayed for 2 years, Lord, take it away. You know what God's response to us has been? My grace is sufficient. I'm going to give you my grace to walk through the challenges. And although we don't know what the future holds, we know who holds the future. Although we don't know what tomorrow holds, we don't know the challenges that we're going to face. If God allows it, if God brings it to it, he will get us through it. He will uphold us. He will strengthen us. He will help us because his grace is what we need. Then he says, my power, that enablement, that ability is made perfect in what? Weakness. This is Paul writing. So therefore, I boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. Next slide. And he says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. That's why, for Christ's sake, I delight. That don't make sense unless you know the source of your strength, unless you know the source of grace, unless you know there's a power that's bigger than your problem, a power that's bigger than your struggle. He says, I delight in those things, in persecution and difficulties. Then he makes this bold statement, for when I am weak, then I am strong. That doesn't make sense. But that's what God says to you today. He says, when you're at your weakest, I am at my strongest. You see, if it wasn't for the struggle, you wouldn't have the strength. I'm going to let that one sink in a little bit. If it wasn't for the struggle, you wouldn't know the strength. See, you're all stronger because you know the struggle. You're stronger because you're operating not in your strength, in God's strength. You see, this next slide says, God is strengthening you even though he feels like he's breaking you. Isn't that true? God is strengthening you even though it feels like he's breaking you. Right? Isn't that the truth? Sometimes we feel like God is breaking us. But God is not breaking us. He's strengthening us. So I want you to think of right now the biggest struggle you have. And I want you to say, like Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong. Lord, I know I'm going through this trial. I know I'm going through this trouble. I know I feel so weak. I know I feel like I can't. But I know, God, you have given me bounce back power. I know, God, you have given me strength to walk through what I'm walking through. That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because, God, you are with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. And if God is for me, the scripture says, who or what can be against me? And if God is in you, greater is the one that's in you, the scriptures say. It's not just me. Greater is the one that's in you than anything that's coming against you. You are stronger than you think. So stop walking around defeated. Stop walking around discouraged. Stop walking around like the walking dead, like you have no more hope, that there's no more future, that tomorrow will never come. Let me just encourage and tell you that if Jesus rose from the dead, if he overcame sin, you can overcome whatever you're facing here today. Come on. Right? Come on, church. God is strengthening you, even though you feel like he's breaking you. He's not breaking you. He's giving you the strength you need. So it's time to bounce back. For some of you, you just need to hear this today. It's time to bounce back from that breakup. It's time to bounce back from that divorce. It's time to bounce back from that job loss. It's time to bounce back from that failed business venture. It's time to bounce back from that breakup. It's time to bounce back from that loss. It's time to bounce back from that trauma. It's time to bounce back from that abuse. It's time to bounce back. It's time to bounce back from whatever has knocked you out, whatever has wiped you out. It's time to bounce back. He's given you bounce back power. I love this last verse for you today. This last verse says that for though the righteous fall, how many times? Seven. Now that number seven doesn't mean just seven. Seven in scripture is significant. That's why when Jesus said, how many times should I forgive my brother? He says 70 times seven. It just means unlimited. So he says, for though the righteous fall, first of all, righteous people will fall because they get tired. They get weary. Jesus even fell. Of course he didn't fall to sin. But remember, when he was called to carry his cross, follow me now, he took that cross and he fell because it was too heavy for him. So God sent someone to help him. And the righteous sometimes will fall. You will fall. You will grow tired. Don't be ashamed of your weakness. Paul said, I'm not going to be ashamed of it. I'm going to boast for it. I'm going to boast about it. Don't be ashamed, because we all grow weary and we all grow tired. But I love the song we just sang, the spirituals, the verse behind it. It says, for they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There is strength. So he says, for though the righteous fall, how many times? Seven times. What do they do, church? They rise. If I were to translate it in the St. Joseph translation, it would say, they bounce back. How many are ready to bounce back? Right? Bounce back. So this last illustration, if you're not ready, or if you don't fully understand this last illustration, come on up. Maybe we'll help you. You see, there is T-Rex power within you. How many believe that? T-Rex. So here we go. Now, this is not as good as the one I grew up in with, right? But this is you. I hope it works, Lord Jesus. There's the devil. He's coming at you. He's going to throw some lies your way. Boom. But you're bouncing back. It worked. Come on now. It worked. Come on now. And there's that financial setback. Boom. But you're coming back. Come on, baby. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. And then there's that relational breakup. And all of a sudden, whoa, boom, you're bouncing back. You're bouncing back. You're bouncing back. And there's that financial. Ready? You're bouncing back. Come on, call it out. What else? Sickness. Boom. You're bouncing back. Trauma. Boom. Come on. Oh. But then, check it out. Sometimes you're wiped out. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles and soar. They shall walk, not grow weary. They shall run and not faint. That's what happens when you wait. Come on now. You're getting a little stronger now. That's what happens when you wait. You're getting a little stronger now. Woo! We said sickness, we said finance, depression. Man, that's a big one, right? Let's see. It's right in the gut. Bounce back. Come on now. Bounce back. Bounce back. Bounce back. That one's tough. When you've lost all hope, you've got knocked upside your head. The devil comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But you have bounce back power in your church. You are strong. You got the point? You are stronger than you think. I'm trying to get everything in my heart out to you today just to remind you and encourage you that the God within you will help you walk through whatever you're walking through. He'll give you the strength you need to continue doing what He's called you to do. So all I want to leave you is with this. Don't quit. Stay lit. Don't quit. Stay lit. Stay lit. Stay lit. So for the other people who thought I meant something else, it's not what I meant. Like, I like this church. Can we come next week? Don't lose the strength. Don't lose the fire. Don't lose grit. Don't lose your grit. Don't lose your fight. Come on, don't lose your fight. Hell can throw everything he has at you, but greater is the one within you than whatever hell is throwing at you. Can we stand together? As we close this series, this message, we're out of time, but can we, if you feel comfortable, I don't want to embarrass anyone, but if you're here today, say, Pastor, I need strength. I need strength. Just lift your hands. If that's you, say, Lord, I need strength. Lord, as we close this series and close this message, I just pray over every person here today, supernatural strength, Lord. Strength come upon your people, Lord. We are tired. We're tired of the divisiveness. We're tired of the fighting. We're tired of everything we're going through. But Lord, we're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. We're going to continue to trust you, Lord. Supernatural power into every person in this room. Lord, on the day of Pentecost, they were all together in one accord, and suddenly there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were standing. Lord Jesus, send the Holy Spirit. Send the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Send the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, fill your people with power from on high. I pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord, whatever devil or whatever demonic attack that anyone is facing in this house or in this room, we rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. We tear down strongholds and every high thing that has elevated itself against the name of God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that everything will, every knee will bow, sickness will bow, discouragement will bow, depression will bow, every negative word and every negative thought will bow to the name of Jesus. Strengthen your church today. Strengthen your church. Lastly, if you put your hands down, if you're here today and want to give your life to Jesus, you've never given your life to Jesus, just lift up your hand wherever you're at. I want to give my life to Jesus. Yeah, I see your hand, see your hand, see your hand. See your hand, brother. Anybody else? See your hand back there. Say this prayer. Let's all pray this together, can we? If you have your hand, let's just pray. Everybody, dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Give me a brand new start, Jesus. I love you. I give you my life in Jesus' name. And everybody together said amen. Amen. Let's give it up for those people that pray that prayer.